Bro-Pod's gotten tired. April, I almost said August. It's not quite August yet. April 18th, 2024, Thursday evening here with the bros. Todd, I was just watching a video literally 8 seconds ago.
Where are you?
Where a young kid, I think he lives in like the Ohio area, I'm not sure. But that's just my guess based on the videos that I've seen of his.
LeBron James.
God, no. It's called SB Mowing.
Oh, yeah. And I watch them.
Literally the same channel? Do you know where he's from?
SB Mowing. I don't know where he's from. I thought he was from like Florida or something.
Well, there's another guy that I watch that is from Florida.
No, I watch SB Mowing on TikTok. He also has a YouTube channel for extended cuts, literally.
That's what I'm watching right now.
Full pun intended.
Yeah, pun all the way. I cannot get enough of this shit. And it's funny because I think the intent, in fact, I know the intent, is to do this sort of thing so that people can just kind of have it in the background like it's a soothing thing. I end up just watching it. Like, I don't do anything else. I just zone in.
No, it's like ASMR.
It's 100% ASMR, but it's lawn care.
I don't even
care.
Like ASMR.
To bring everyone else in, it's lawn care.
Yeah, let the people know. I mean, the mowing from SB Mowing should tip you off slightly.
Yes, he goes around. He's got 3.6 million subscribers, so clearly this is...
Yeah, this is how he makes a living.
Well, he also has he's a legit lawn care company as well.
I know,
but
he probably makes more
off of this.
That's how he has money. That's how he has the money.
He does it for free. Yeah, shut the fuck up. So he goes around once a week when he's not doing his real job as a landscaping company, lawn care company. And he finds a home, usually in a lower class area of the city, whatever city it is.
I wouldn't say lower. Just he finds a rundown / abandoned home.
Typically a vacant home.
Rehab their lawn.
Not always, but typically a vacant home. And he always says, I spend all day on it, and I believe him. Sometimes he even quotes, like, I spent 18 hours on this lawn. Because he ain't just fucking out there cutting it.
Yeah, sometimes it's a couple of days.
Couple days.
It's not just cutting grass. This is like, I mean, most of the houses that I've seen lately, it used to be just more people that are on, like, disability and can't mow their lawn. Now, the last few I've seen are, like, fucking abandoned places that have, like, trees growing through the windows.
They're jungles, yes. But yeah, he cuts the grass, he edges, the part that I enjoy the most, he weed whacks.
Covering the sidewalk.
When he shovels the sidewalk.
Because it's fast forward, yeah.
Yeah, it's in like 5x speed or whatever.
Having done that, it's so satisfying.
That
is the worst fucking job in the world.
Horrendous. That's why I love watching someone else do it while I'm sitting here in my nice temperature controlled home, not doing it outside. But yeah,
sucks ass.
He does a great job, obviously. The one I was just watching before, the one that I was watching just now.
Well, does he do a great job? He doesn't even have to do a great job because it's such a shithole before he gets there.
Yeah, like he can't fail. He literally can't fail unless he like
because I mean, when it's not overgrown, you're triaging. So, I mean, I don't like. It doesn't look like a golf course after he's done. It just looks like a normal yard. I mean, it's well done. He has one of those power mower things.
Where you stand on
it. But I'm saying,
I
don't know how clean the edges are because usually the concrete, because it's been covered up,
is all broken
and fucked up.
Well, and to your point about it not looking like a putting green, well, yeah, because the grass is mostly dead underneath because there's 4 feet of grass
and or
above
weeds,
it before he cuts it. And or weed. Yeah, it's not been treated. There's no fertilizer being put down. There's no true green in these yards. But again, to your point about the ones that are overgrown, he'll go up like if there's vines growing on the side of the house, he'll trim it all down.
Yeah,
if there's
his
like
mower
your point,
just fucking eats that shit.
Yeah, or he weed whacks like the one I just watched. He used the weed whacker on the house and on the roof. Like he reached up with the weed whacker to get the weeds on the roof.
I haven't seen that one.
I'm like, bro, I don't know what you charge, but. Are you from this area?
Anything.
I know. I'm saying normally what he charges. Oh. And it was funny, the one that I watched.
I'd be interested to see what a normal yard that he does looks like. Probably very boring.
Probably a lot better and very boring. That's why he doesn't get millions of viewers on it. But it was funny.
Like
the most
makeover shows. You want to go from zero to hero, not I meant from human makeover shows, but yes.
Oh, that too. But the one I just watched, he always starts by knocking on a neighbor's door, which is smart to say, hey, do you know anything about, is there anybody live in this house? But the one I just watched, the guy was like, nah, man. He's like, I haven't seen anybody over there for weeks. And then he explained what he was doing. The guy's like, oh, sweet. Can you trim up my yard after you're done?
Did he really say that?
Yeah. And the guy said, yeah. And he went, bet. And I was like, I love that he said bet. People don't say bet enough anymore. That's something I tried to get rolling like 15 years ago, and it never caught on.
For real, but
bet, yo. I bet. And I was kind of annoyed because he then went over to the house, the vacant house, did the whole thing. I thought for sure he'd at least show 10 seconds of cutting the guy's grass because it just needed a trim. It wasn't obviously anywhere near as bad as the vacant house, but
it's like, this is, I'm gonna get any clicks for this shit.
I mean, look, I don't blame the guy. What's the worst he's gonna say? No, I will not cut your grass. And then he moves on.
No,
he knows he's on camera.
Let it grow for another couple of years and then it'll come back.
Exactly. That's probably what he's thinking. He gets inside. Man, we just shouldn't cut it all summer. He's gonna swing through. But yeah, very, I don't know, it's just very relaxing to watch. Seems like a very down-to-earth kid. And there, like I said, there was another one from Florida. I forget that guy's name, but he had a super skinny guy, had like a really long beard. It had more of a religious angle. Like he was always, you know, doing stuff for Christ, which is fine. But his were also much longer. These SB mowing ones are like 4, 5, 6 minutes at most, which is perfect.
The Florida guy is like 90 seconds.
90, yeah, of course. But the Florida guy, some videos were like 35 minutes, 40 minutes. Now, did that prevent me from watching them? No, it did not. I still watched several of those, but I think I never
prefer the abbreviated version.
I do. I mean, I didn't subscribe to the Florida kid.
You're doing that work for, like you said, 8 to 18 hours. Then you're fucking editing down those time lapses. Oof.
I can't even imagine. You. Although, again,
somebody else that does it,
SB mowing at this point, hire an editor. Yeah. Just give them like 10% cut of whatever revenue you make or however you want to work that out.
That. Just pay them a flat fee. Don't give them a cut.
Well, it's funny because I follow some YouTubers who I know have editors. And I wonder how, I always wonder how that works. Like, what's the contract look like? Did it I'll give you $100 a video? And did it, or was it the other way around? Like, I'll give you 10% when that was nothing. But then it builds and builds. And it's like, all right, we're going to put a cap on this.
You're a terrible fucking business person if you're giving them 10%. Why would you do
that? Just throwing a number out there. All right, 2%. I don't know. No, because if they do a better job of editing, then you'll grow your base. You'll get more subscribers. All right. Well, how about this? If you ever fucking upload one video we've shot as this podcast, then you can
grow your base. But if you have any aspirations of making a career out of it, paying them a percentage is a terrible idea.
Well, then put a cap on it. Cap per video.
Why don't you just pay him a flat fee, and then if you get big, you can pay him double that.
Okay, it's the exact same thing.
$1,000. It's not.
We're saying the exact same thing. It is.
If it's a flat fee of 1,000 views, or whatever, you make $10 off of it. You're overpaying. If
you're losing
money. 1 million viewers, you're way underpaying them as far as a percentage.
Correct.
So that's,
so you just do a fee with a cap.
You want to be underpaying them. Well,
of course you want to be underpaying them.
That's just a flat fee if you get to a certain...
It becomes a flat fee, yes. Correct.
So why fuck around with the percentage?
But make it a lucrative cap. You got to give them something to shoot for. Give them something to strive for. Otherwise, they do a shitty job of the edit.
What shit vendors do you work with where they're only motivated if you give them a huge cut versus just doing a good job?
I don't work with any shit vendors. Regardless.
I'm saying if you work with somebody who's only going to do a good job if they think they're potentially going to make 5%,
there should be some upside.
Cap at $1,000, then
there should be some upside. Make something to strive for. Nah, otherwise, they'll do the minimum. I do this every day. I know what I'm talking about. Anyway, that's
You don't know what you're talking about, and you don't do this every day. So
it's crazy that you watch that channel. What are there, 19 million YouTube channels, and you happen to watch the one that is literally on my screen that I'm looking at right now?
Yeah, I only watch it on TikTok, but he has a lot of TikTok followers too.
Yeah, I don't have that app. Do you see the one where the cop walked up and he was concerned that he was going to be in trouble, and the cop's like, "No, I love your channel, man." That one came out pretty recently.
I don't know if I've seen that one or not, but it sounds
a couple
familiar.
Months back. Yeah. Huh. Interesting. Okay. Well, shout out to SB Mowing, tonight's sponsor of the program.
we'll take a flat fee.
I'll take it. No, promotion. Fuck you. I'll take 10% of every the next 10 videos.
Sure. There's no fucking way we're getting 10% for our promo.
We're driving traffic to the site. But yeah, check it out. It's literally SB Mowing. I think his name is Spencer Brown or something. I don't know what his last name is, but I think it's you probably didn't even know that. Spencer Booty Shaker.
He says, "Hey, this is Spencer."
Yeah, he always says
came
Spencer.
Came across this yard and it needed a lot of work.
SB Mowing, out.
Out. Yeah, I spent...
That's how he ends every voiceover
today.
Yeah, bet. Unbelievable. Bet, yo, bet. Anyway, so that's what I've been doing today. Not today. That's what I've been doing for
absolutely
the past
nothing.
15 minutes. No, just the past 15 minutes. I wish that's all I was doing all day. Todd, yes. I want to talk about something we haven't talked about a long time in the podcast, but we used to talk about it pretty regularly. It became kind of a, huh?
Food chat.
No, not food chat. I mean, we can talk about food chat if you want.
I don't have anything to say about food chat.
Yeah, that's what we always say. And then 45 minutes later, we finish talking about food chat. But no, I wanted to get an update on your exercise regimen. You know, I was out running today. It was not a good run. I felt slow and fat and old.
Yeah.
And I thought, if this ever ends, I'm going to become
slow and fat
either
old.
My brother or my father. Like, genetics are working against me if I just stop running.
True.
If I become too old to run or too weak to run. So I'm already thinking of alternatives.
Other stuff you can do, right?
I cycle in the summer, but that's you can only do that for
cycle
like 5 or 6
summertime.
Months. I mean, granted, I used to cycle every day to work. Possibly the only drawback to being work from home full time at this point. But in any event, so we haven't gotten an update in a long time. We did talk about, I think last week on the pod, we talked about how the Peloton is collecting dust, but and that your soccer aspirations are slowly fading. So assuming that's all accurate, what's the next step for you? Can you swim laps at your local pool? You ever given that some thought?
No.
Swimming's
way.
A great
tried
workout.
Swimming a lap? Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Hard.
It's a full workout.
Yeah, it's hard.
Yeah. That's the point. Exercise is supposed to be easy and fun. But is that like an...
I thought exercise was supposed to be fun. Why do people do it if it's not fun?
Because it gives you peace of mind and physical fitness. Lets you live longer. Makes you feel lean and sexy.
Who gives a shit?
Todd's
no,
like,
I don't exercise.
I'm a married man of a certain age. Feeling sexy is out of my vernacular at this point.
That's never going to happen.
But do you? You said you your country club has like 5 pools or something, right? I assume one of them is a lane pool. No,
it's not a country club, but we have
whatever.
The swim club has 5 pools. There is a place where it's reserved for laps.
Yeah,
but
just at certain hours or the whole thing?
Pretty much any time.
Okay.
It's not the main pool. It's we call it the lap pool. About half of it is for
as
laps.
You should.
I think
the other
technically
half.
Its name.
Is the other half, what's it called? Old broads with flabby arms. What's that thing called?
Like jazzercise? Or
not jazzercise. There's another name for it, but yes, that's essentially what it is.
Water aerobics?
Water aerobics. That's it. Thank
There's
you.
Some other name for it, though.
There probably is. Aquatic cool. Gymnastics? I don't know.
I feel like there's a brand name for it.
I think there is. But by the way, of course it's hard to do a lap, but that's why you do it. And then the next day you do a lap and a half. The next day you do 2. You got to build up to it.
I'm not going to do it every fucking day.
Dr. Williams,
swimming at all
3 days
last
a week.
Summer at the pool.
Get the fuck out of here.
I don't get
you didn't
water.
Even dip in at all?
No.
Why not?
Because I'm fat and out of shape. I'm not getting my fat ass in the pool.
Okay, so chicken or heart, course, God damn it. Cart and horse. My brain's fucking crisscrossing. Cart and horse.
I think you get in and swim. Mental fitness.
Then I definitely do. I'm fucking losing it. You get in and swim, then you'd be able to and feel more comfortable to get in and like splash around.
It's not happening.
Oh, all right.
There's no exercise going on. I don't really have a plan for it starting. Just getting fatter and grumpier.
Yeah, we can all hear that at this point in time. All right, well, good. So I'm right about the soccer thing then. You're not playing soccer as much
anymore? I signed up again, but I didn't go this week because we had our State of the States.
Yeah, we had our call. Yeah. Okay.
Everyone else canceled, so I was like, I'm not making fucking excuses for you dipshits.
Indeed. So what, you signed up for the, when's the next, what is that, like April through June? How long is the season? 3 months?
It's not a season. I mean, it's just pickup, so it's like April through September. There's two seasons.
Okay. But you're on the roster is what you're saying.
It's pickup. It's not a roster. You just show up.
But you can show up and they won't be like, who the fuck is this fat guy? They'll let you swing the leg.
They probably are. That's the other thing. Like, there's people that are pretty good and anybody can play, but you can tell they don't really want you there.
So you're one of the anybody can play people?
Yeah.
That is not one.
I mean, I'm not the worst person there by far, but I also just feel like, I don't know.
What other pickup sports opportunities are there for a man of your age, size, and stature and current location? Zero. No basketball?
You think I can fucking play basketball? I can't even swim a lap.
Go show him how to rebound.
I can't rebound. There are no that fitness opportunity for me is walking. We already discussed how it's a pain in the ass to walk anywhere from my house.
You do. You definitely live in a bad area to do that. Not like a bad area.
Honestly, I think this house is going to kill me.
The house is going to kill you.
Just the location. Like, it's not helping.
So the lack of
mental health, physical health, it's just bad for me.
Why does it lead to bad mental health? Because you're in the forest?
I'm just sitting in fucking here by myself all day. I don't interact with any other human beings other than on calls, but that doesn't count.
That doesn't count. I agree. That's what the fucking, what do you call it? The swim club's for. You and the other yuppie parents and their kids.
Yeah, I talk to people there.
Yeah.
I do enjoy that.
I mean, sure, when they're like, let's go for a dip, you're like, fuck you, I'm sitting up here in the
none of them go
Shea
swimming
lounge.
It's just for the kids.
That's so weird. How do you go?
Occasionally, some of them will go swimming. If it's really hot, they'll be like, oh, water feels good today.
What do you think you went to the pool 45, 50 times last year? You didn't take it, you didn't put a fucking toe in the water the whole time?
I put a toe in the water. I did not put my body in the water.
You did put a toe.
Yeah.
So you'd sit on the edge with your legs in the water?
Once or twice, probably, yeah.
That's so weird. Man. Oh, well. This is depressing.
Yeah. Life is depressing. Get used to it.
On a very special The Bro Pod with Scott and Todd. Todd opens up about his depressing lifestyle, living in the forest and going to a pool and feeling that he can't jump in said pool.
I mean,
and
I
the
could.
Feelings
I
that it brings. I know you could, so do it. Hop there, in.
I don't have anybody to swim with, for one thing.
Your kids.
They don't want anything to do with me. They have their own friends. They don't need me
to
swim with them. They're on the fucking log. They have like a roller.
I know you've mentioned that roller log. That still blows my mind that that's a thing.
It's very weird, but very popular.
Wait, so you're telling me Anne didn't go in the pool either?
No. She hasn't been in the pool in several years.
Man. Well, this depressing for you conversation is making me feel better. Because I have certain things in life that I pay for. At least I use them. You guys have a pool membership. You're not even fucking...
Yeah, because you're a cheap ass.
You should see my bills. See my bills, motherfucker. How'd your taxes go, by the way?
Not good.
Another delightful year in paying taxes.
apparently
here in Colorado,
we paid a shit ton more taxes, but we also earned a lot more money, I guess. So
that's how that works. You're
paid again.
Oh, you mean Oh, I see what you're saying. Gotcha.
Like we estimated how much we had to pay, and we were under by more than I would have liked.
But you guys do your own. We talked about that.
Yeah, just
why don't you spring for a fucking H&R bro?
They don't do anything. Have you ever been to H&R Block?
No, I haven't.
It's just TurboTax with a dumbass person there that you have to hand them all the forms and they type it in instead of you typing it in.
It's just TurboTax with a dumbass.
I mean, no offense to
H&R Block, also sponsored by H&R
like,
Block.
It's not like fucking millionaire tax cheat attorneys. They're just regular people who expect you're too lazy to do it yourself.
Hang on. Disclaimer. We are not encouraging anyone to cheat on their taxes.
No, I'm not. I'm
Todd's
saying,
words
like,
in my mouth. Or find loopholes.
No, you would expect if you go to somebody, they can like figure out ways to save you money. But honestly, in my opinion, the tax code, if you make a certain amount of money, has got to the point where
you're screwed.
You take the minimum deduction or whatever it's called.
Yep.
The standard deduction, sorry.
Yes.
And if you didn't pay enough, you're fucked.
Yeah.
There's not really anything you can do about it. Itemizing it doesn't help because you're not going to get anywhere close to that. I don't give a shit how many times you went to Goodwill. You're not going to get close to the standard deduction.
Yes.
So.
And Jamie did that many times this past year. It's funny, as you say that, I just realized I forgot to itemize that, but it wouldn't make a damn bit of difference.
It doesn't matter. I mean, it's just a waste of time.
Yeah. It is.
Even with home office, I don't think it makes any fucking difference. You just got to pay more to begin with.
True.
But I'm sure there's a good way to calculate what it is, but I can't fucking figure out how to do that.
It's intentionally, the tax code is intentionally difficult and obtuse.
But even like on your W-4 or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, you put in the one or the zero.
Mm-hmm.
I put in the one that takes out more taxes and then I add money on top of that and it's still not enough.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I feel like I could put in, take all of my paycheck and then be like, you still owe us money.
Which is why I put the zero and I'm like, I'll figure it out. Let me do what I can do with my money, make my money, make more money. And then if I owe it.
Yeah.
Okay,
I mean, again,
I made that
we're
money.
Luckily we're in a position where we can pay our tax bill. I mean, it sucks, but it's feasible.
Yeah.
So I guess holding the money in our account is better than letting the government hold on to it for a year, but
sure.
It's still fucking annoying.
It's still going the same direction.
Pay him a chunk of money at the end.
Yeah. Yeah, it's true.
So the weird thing was
here we go.
Our federal bill was way lower this year than our state bill. Normally it's the other way around. Normally our federal bill is higher and our state bill is like they owe us $5 or something.
Normally state is...
So we must have passed some like income threshold or something in the Maryland state tax.
Don't know. Yeah, normally state is, I think 2 years ago it was literally I owed like $30. It's almost like, can we just forget it? Like, can we just make it a wash?
Can we just call it even?
it's going to cost me more time
extra next year or something.
And postage to send you. Yeah, can we just bump it to next year? I swear I'm not moving. I'll pay it. I promise. And then federal, by the way, I got to mention something else in a second, but federal is, as I'm doing the taxes, is just bounces all over the place. Like, you know, I put in like maybe, because we file jointly, obviously, I put in Jamie's income. It's like, oh, you're getting money back. And I put in mine. It's like, fuck off. And I put in
so
some of my Fidelity stuff. And
the
it's like,
TurboTax this year didn't, like, it didn't.
That's what I was
going to
say. It didn't have that.
I was like, oh, this is good. Because we had put so much more, had sort of like taken so much more out. I was like, we're actually going to get money back this year.
Yeah.
I hope we don't get too much. Not the case. So,
yeah.
Last year we had a huge tax bill. This year our state was like four times what our federal was. It's very weird.
That's wild.
And that's never been the
case.
Did
you look into why that would be?
Where? I don't know. I don't know where to find this information from.
You just Google it. did Maryland pass a new, you know, did they set new, like you said, did you guys on your earned income, are you in a new tax bracket that went up 8% or something?
Yeah, it's more work than I wanted to do.
See, that's the problem. You just don't care. You just want to bitch about it on a podcast.
I don't want to have to pay taxes or more taxes. I mean,
of course not.
No one pays taxes. Just tell me that it's going to be, you have to pay, just for discussion purpose, you have to pay $10,000 this year. Then I'll divvy out what that is over the year, and then we'll be good.
Yeah, break it up by paycheck and
take it
from
there. Don't do this shit where it's a fucking surprise, and I got to try to do some, like...
Here's the thing, though. It always is. For me, I never have any fucking idea. I never know. The only way I would know...
Exactly, that's my fucking annoyance with the stupid tax shit.
The only way I would know...
It shouldn't be, like, just full-on guess.
Yeah, that's what it is. It's always a surprise, and it's either a party... or a fucking jump off a building. Those are the two options for the surprise. But the only way I would know is if I knew that in the prior year I'd sold a bunch of stock. Then I'd be like, I'm fucked because I got to pay capital gains tax and all this stuff. And I'm sure this is going right over your head because you guys don't do this.
I'm not even doing anything complicated.
Literally, I know you're not.
I have like two W-2s.
I know you're not. Trust me, I know. And I have I got a bunch more stuff. But it's wacky. But what I was going to say in terms of the researching, like if there's something specific to Maryland, like this year, for example, in Colorado, if you're over 18 and filing taxes, you get $800 per person. There was some sales tax, like last year they took too much in sales tax. And so they gave it back to all tax filers. I had no idea until it was like one of the, you know, because you were doing TurboTax, like you go to the other adjustments or whatever, and it just said, are you and Jamie both over 18 and residents of Colorado? Yep. Boom. $1,600 to the good. I was like, wow, this is something I was not expecting. And so that's why, for me, the state was actually more substantial this year than the $30 or $50 swing or whatever. Because of that. So that was very helpful. But yeah, generally it's just a pain in the ass. It's a bunch of time. And the other thing is 90% of America is just trusting the software of TurboTax that they're doing it correctly. Like it's sucking in from ADP or whatever, your W-2s. It's sucking in any other information you have from other investments. It's assuming, well, nothing's changed from last year, so we'll just keep that the same. And then you're like, all right, drum roll, what's my number going to be? Is it going to be red or green? And that's not a fun game. Yeah, typically red. That's true. It's not a fun game.
I'm looking at the Maryland tax brackets.
Yeah.
And they charge, like in the bracket that we're in, they also charge like almost 6% over that threshold.
Interesting. Is that new, though, this year? That's what I was asking.
I don't think so. I don't know.
Oh. But you think you might be new to that bracket is what you're saying. So maybe that's why it was more impactful.
Maybe. But it's not that big a difference from the one. I don't know. I don't fucking know.
Still shocked that you're doing
like,
the taxes.
This is how much you should put aside and be like, cool. And if I do this, I won't have to pay anything extra. Or it'll be like $100.
Minimal. Yeah.
Or $500. It'd be great.
And again, Todd, the dumbasses at HR Block or whatever you said, they'd probably be able to tell you how to do that.
I don't think so. I don't get that
impression.
I bet
they would. I bet they would. All right. Again, I'm just using HR Block.
If your income stays the same, and I'm like, well, what if I get a raise? Well, I don't know.
Well, here you go. Here's another way to do it. Pay for the premium TurboTax and do the TurboTax assistant and ask them that question. I'm sick of paying every year. How can I make it so that I don't pay? I know how to do it, but can you advise me?
I don't think the TurboTax assistant will do that.
You don't think so? No.
I mean,
do you know any accounts?
You mean like the real person? Like if you ask a question, I've never paid for like the human being thing.
I haven't either.
Basically H&R Block.
Yes.
Except more expensive probably.
Except online dumbasses, yes.
Yeah, video.
Zoom call dumbasses.
Sitting in a dark room.
It's you.
Maybe that person would, but if you ask a question, it's like, your tax rate can vary. You should set aside, but it doesn't give you like here.
Yeah, I don't know.
You person,
I don't know how specific
Bob
the instructions
Mahoney.
Are,
this is how much you should do.
Bob Mahoney. I love
like
that.
I'm like, you have all my fucking information. Just tell me what I should do.
Yeah, you're literally looking at a spreadsheet like, that shows you everything I made.
TurboTax knows way more about my income and like
100%
tax burden than I do. They should be able to just churn out that number.
First of all, low hurdle. Very low hurdle to know way more than you know. But
they got a 6-inch vertical and they're out jumping me for sure.
They have Isla hops and they're already knowing more than you do. But what was the other thing I was going to say? Shit, I can't remember. Anyway, yeah, it's a bitch, man. Paying taxes is... Oh, I know what I was going to say. We never talk politics here on this show, but this is politics adjacent. What are your thoughts of a flat tax?
Stupid. Bad.
Why is that?
It fucks poor people over, just like all the other tax shit.
Yeah, but if, as I'm sure you believe, if all the super rich people find ways around paying taxes,
yes,
this would make, let's say 15%. Let's say it's 15%.
It's never
going to
happen, for
15%.
One thing, because like the rich people flat tax, have something where they don't have to pay it. If everyone truly had to pay it, and you got 15% from the billionaires, and if you were under, say, $60,000 in a household, and you got some credits or exemptions where you didn't have to pay the 10%,
right,
then sure, that sounds great.
I'd be on board with that for certain.
Just because,
lower
like.
Levels.
The flat tax, in general, why I don't like it is because 10% of $1 million hurts a lot less than 10% of $10,000.
Of course.
You know what I mean? They're both 10%, but as you move down, it's
more substantial.
Stings a lot more. Like that 10% means something versus if you only use 2% of your income because it's so ridiculously large, then taking away 10%, you don't even feel it. I guess that's my resistance to the flat tax.
That's your argument against it, yeah. What about a flat tax?
I mean, there's always that inequality, just rich people.
In everything in life,
more money, more problems, not really.
What about a flat tax combined with UBI? But UBI is only for certain lower tax brackets. As like a supplement. I mean, there might be a civil war if we just gave it to certain people, but you know what I'm saying? Like as a supplement to having to pay that 10% of 10,000.
I would say, so UBI being universal basic income.
Yeah, universal basic
income.
Assume
what you mean.
Yes.
Let's say families earning under $400,000 get it, and everyone else, if you aren't over that, you don't get it, sort of thing.
Sure. Yeah, yeah.
And then there's a flat tax. Again, if you still have like... I mean, if you're only getting the UBI, then I assume you're not paying taxes on that because
no,
just
it's tax free income. Yes.
Yeah, I'd be okay with that. Again, I don't think that's going to happen, but
no, I don't either.
With the promise of AI, we won't need people to do jobs because AI is going to do all the work that. Oh wait, no, it's
not
only going to do creative work and not do anything useful.
True.
It's just going to make fucking Seinfeld Muppets.
You know, hang on. I want to get to that in a second because you never responded to my comment on it. But speaking of AI, I'm glad you brought that up. I've been getting on typically Facebook, but I've seen it on Instagram as well. It's the same company, I know. These ads, as we all do on those platforms, where it seems like it's a legitimate ad for a legitimate product or company. But it's like very clearly the mouth is like pixelated when it's speaking. Have you seen this?
Wait, it's a person talking?
It's a person talking.
What you said
their entire body.
For, and then the mouth is pixelated.
Get ads for
like,
whatever.
What ads for?
Get ads for
some weird fleshlight or something.
Yes, for fleshlight. Yeah, for dick sucking. No, it's no, it's
the
I
mouth
mean,
is all pixelated.
It's the typical stuff. It's the HelloFreshes. It's, you know, hair care hair restoration products.
In the advertisements for a variety of products, they have a
spokesperson,
and that person is AI generated, you think, because their mouth is pixelated.
I do. But it's
fair.
But here's the thing. I've seen AI drawings
maybe.
And AI everything else that look incredibly realistic. This is it's almost like it's intentionally, just the mouth part is intentionally bad looking. That's what I'm confused by.
Could that be the, you're not having an unlimited data plan? It's just...
No, because... No, Jesus Christ. I'm on Wi-Fi, so it's basically an unlimited data plan while I'm at home.
Your phone is like low resolution.
You know what, though? It's funny you say that, because at first I thought that, but then I've seen it on multiple ads. No, because I think when I first saw it, I was like in an airport or something. Okay, well, that's fine. We'll kick that one down the road then. But yeah, AI is... I keep getting these... It used to just be like Russian bots, but now it's clearly AI. I keep getting these like invitations for friends that, you know, have two other friends. They're not mutual friends of mine. And it's just clearly, like, if you look at the pictures, it's clearly AI generated photos. I just don't understand the end game there. Like, you build up a big following and then what? You sell a product? Is that the idea?
Sorry, say
like
that again.
fake profiles on Facebook.
Oh.
Are sending me friend requests, and then I look at them and they're, it's clearly just an AI picture. And it's always just the one picture. They have one picture. They have four friends. No one I know.
Oh, what's the point of bots friending you?
Yeah.
I don't know.
To steal my data? Like, I don't see the end game there.
Yeah, but I assume they want to scam you in some way, like get you to send them money somehow. But I'm like, I mean, I always just block them or decline them, whatever,
it.
Or both.
Yeah, whatever the option is. Unless they're super hot, then I
fuck
them.
Off option. No. if I don't know them they don't look like somebody that I might know or have an interest in similar things.
I just
like
go to mutual friends.
People that like, if I like a skiing page or someone who like a record label or something, sometimes they'll ask to follow me back and I'm like, I don't know them. Depending on my mood, I will, because this is a private profile, I will allow or not allow them to do it.
Right.
I'm like, I know you don't give a shit about my content. I don't need I don't care about how many followers I have. So
I'm not building up.
I don't need a follow back. Yeah. Thank you, but no thank you.
I hear you.
So yeah.
Yeah, I get that sometimes too. I'm like, all right.
But occasionally I'm like, they're being nice. You can
like you said,
I
guess it does kind of depend on
you'll unfollow me after you see my posts for more than a week.
As they should. So
I don't know about you, but if you've ever, like if I've followed a record label or like something and they post personal stuff, I'm like, this feels weird. I don't know this person. I don't really care about them.
Oh, right.
On the weekend.
Yeah.
I just wanted to see their family. Like if their record store was going to post new stuff or whatever.
Todd, anti-community.
No, I mean,
I don't want to build a community.
No, it's fine. I'm just like, I don't know you. Like, that's not why I'm following you, for your personal life.
You're following for business purposes. I understand. I mean, you should tell them that.
Business.
I decline this.
More formal than it is, but you know what I mean. Like,
no, it's a business. Commercial reasons.
If I were following the Lakers, God, let's choose a different team. If I were following the Minnesota Timberwolves social media and then like, the person who uploads the content was like shows a video of them going to the movies, I'd be like, what the fuck is this? That's not why I'm following you.
What a dumb example you just came up with off the top of your head. Here's me going to the movies. Riveting content on my TikTok or Instagram.
Putting some M&Ms in my popcorn, motherfucker.
Here we are sitting in our seats. Oop, it's dark. That means the movie's started.
Sorry, it's more like, so... if you're following a podcaster like Bill Simmons, sorry for the coffee.
Sure. But yeah.
Like he occasionally posts stuff of his kids. He talks about his kids on his podcasts. As
he's
like
had his kids on his podcast. Yeah.
So that's less of a disconnect. But if I'm following a business or someone for a certain thing of content and they post other personal stuff, I'm like, this is weird. That's
I know what you meant. You didn't need to qualify that. Your Milwaukee Bucks explanation was a perfect one. If John Q. Public is posting for Milwaukee and he's going to an AMC on a Saturday to see the Barbie movie, you don't want to watch him do that. You don't give a fuck.
Yes.
Not in your ballywick. Don't care.
However, some other things I am like, this is what this person does in their free time.
I was about to say, it is odd to hear you say that because You're very nosy. I was going to say curious. Very nosy is more accurate.
Well,
in
like,
terms of what people
followed,
do in their personal lives.
We have a guy, he's a friend of a friend who is an arborist and a tree cutter. So we've used him to take down some trees that have fallen or been dead
sure.
in our yard. And I follow him on Instagram. I don't really know why. Just I got his information. It was more so I could remember his name if I have him in my phone, but whatever. And he posts some, like, just stuff that he does on the weekend sometimes. And I'm like, this is kind of like, just see some
For
random
example,
guy that I sort of know. Like,
does he windsurf?
Before, but
like, what's he doing?
No, it's more just like playing with his dog or like hanging out with his girlfriend or wife. I don't even know. I have no idea what his relationship status is. They were bringing in firewood from outside and starting a fire.
Ooh.
And I was like, oh, that makes sense. He has
he cuts down trees for a living.
He cuts down trees all the time.
Now, is he one of these guys that like scales the tree and cuts it from the top down, or does he have a big truck with a giant ladder?
I don't think he has a crane, but I think he will rent a crane if he needs to.
Gotcha.
He typically like works with a couple guys. They will rope off trees and use mm-hmm. that to sort of pull the tree in a certain direction,
yep.
and then they cut it, and then they just chop it up. He's kind of lazy in the chopping up part. Like, he's really cheap, so like I'm fine with him just leaving the dead tree in the yard. But if you want, like, I don't know, he's more like, this is the price. I guess you could ask him to take stuff away,
yeah,
and he might charge
for
you more.
$50
really
more,
want
would
to do
you,
it.
Yeah, time is money, as they say.
From the person that I got his name through, he's like, yeah, he just works enough to like get by. Like, he's not in it to make money, and
right.
he also like doesn't want to work all the time. So he's just like, when he needs to, he'll do this, and then the rest of the time he's just like chilling.
When rents
or whatever.
Do,
I don't know what his
does extra
hobbies
jobs.
Are.
Yeah. Now,
but I've given his name to basically everyone on our street because he is considerably cheaper, and we'll give you a discount if you pay cash. So that's always a plus.
And you know why he's doing that? Less to report on his taxes. Smart move.
Maybe.
Smart move,
sir. Oh,
100%.
I mean, under the table income. Yeah.
Yeah. The guy that I had before the actual people that replaced my HVAC, but the guy that I had come out and do a couple things on a couple different occasions, he did the exact same thing. He was like, I think one time it was 125. I was like, I got $100, like cash. He's like, all right. Gave him a C note and he walked off. So I get it. I totally get it.
I mean, this was more like, it'll be $900. And if you pay cash, it's $600. So I'm like, yeah, I can,
whoa.
I can scrounge up that cash.
Was that, did you and Ann have to combine your daily ATM limits since you never use cash for anything in order to get 600 bones?
That was a while ago. I don't remember how we, yeah. I was like, just let me know. And I don't have that money around, but I can get
right.
it.
I got access to it. I know people who know people.
I can write myself a check and then cash it.
My God, you're such an idiot.
That's not what I do.
Have you heard of an ATM, Todd? Do you understand how they work?
Yeah, but they have limits.
I know they do. That's what I'm saying. I bet 600 would be over your limit.
Can you walk?
You use it so
I have no idea what my limit is. I never withdraw more than $100.
More than $20
cash.
At a time.
I rarely.
Can
do.
You walk
I mean,
into
we don't
a
have
yes?
a branch of a yeah. bank that we belong to here, but
oh, because you're still with
the Oregon Malta, Bank,
Multnomah Falls or whatever. Yeah.
But if you walk into a bank, will they give you like as much as you have in your account? Like if
I
walked in and spoke
a couple
to a
years
teller?
Ago, I got $4,000 in cash. I had to walk into the bank, but yes, they will give you. Yeah, you can empty your account; they'll give it to you in cash.
But what if it's not your bank? Will they also empty your account and charge
no.
you $4 for the fee or something?
I don't think so. That's a good question, though. Maybe. Depends on their relationship with your credit union or smaller bank.
Sure. So how much of that $4,000 did you lose at the poker table? All four?
I don't remember on that trip. I don't think I lost all four of it. I don't
was
think
it
I've ever...
Of course I lost.
It was for Vegas, of course.
Maniac.
I don't think I've ever... In the last 10 years, let's say, gone to Vegas with a bankroll and lost the whole thing. I don't think that's ever happened. I've lost a lot of it, but I've never lost the whole thing. And I say in the last 10 years, because back when I was in like my early and mid-20s, I'd go to Vegas with $300 or some laughable amount because I was just playing blackjack back then. And I would probably have lost all of that, gone to the ATM, lost that. That's back when my ATM limit was $500. But because I have, on several Vegas trips, needed to go to the ATM, I convinced Wells Fargo to give me a $2,000 ATM limit. Which is good and bad, of course.
Oh, you can change that? I honestly have never had the need.
You literally just have to ask. I mean, you have to have good credit, obviously, but that's not a problem for me. I have the highest possible credit score.
Same.
Wells Fargo sent me an email because I've been kind of in that 845 range for whatever the fuck a reason. And then this is just last week, they sent me an email. They were like, congratulations. You've topped out, Scott. You can't do any better. I was like, great.
I'm not that high.
I was like, great. I don't want to borrow any money anyways. You guys hang on to it. 850 is the highest FICO score you can get.
I don't know what mine is.
That's not surprising.
It's high.
I'm surprised you know what a credit score is, to be honest with you.
I have owned and refinanced several homes. Several.
As a married couple, you have, but I feel like reading the contract and looking at the details is something there's like, yeah, okay. All right. Sounds good.
What am I going to do?
Lower rate. Like, sounds good.
Study that shit?
No.
That's what you have professionals for.
It is boring, and that's, yeah, exactly. That's why you pay the fee, the flat fee to your mortgage broker, but nonetheless. Todd, let's go back to the AI.
Oh, sure.
This is going to be useless because it's a very visual topic of conversation. But you sent me pictures of Seinfeld characters as Muppets. There were, I believe, 10 photos. By the way, is there somewhere that you can tell people to find this? So if they're listening, they can follow.
Let me look up the account. Hold on just a second. Continue.
This was on
Describe.
Instagram, I believe.
Yes, it was on the gram.
So there were 10 characters. I said to you that I thought
it's
George...
Relevant Seinfeld is the account.
There you go. Relevant Seinfeld.
One word.
So it's a series of 10 pictures of AI generated Seinfeld characters as Muppets.
Yes.
The George one just, I don't know. Like when I first
George
went by it, I was
good.
Like,
George is the worst, but I'd say most of the other ones, like Kramer's fucking good.
Kramer's amazing. The Jerry's good. The,
Jerry's okay. He needs a little bit. I'm looking at it right now. He needs a little bit more of a mullet.
Sure. That's fair. The Frank Costanza, I thought was good.
Frank is good. Yeah.
But the
Elaine's okay.
The Elaine's okay. The putty one I thought was spot on just because of the eyes. They're just slits, like a slit of fabric or whatever.
Uncle Leo's pretty good.
Uncle Leo's pretty good. That is true.
Newman's good.
Newman is good.
Although he looks a little happier than I imagined.
He does. He's basically smiling, which is rare.
Interesting. I'm looking at the comments, and someone says they are all perfect except Putty.
No. Couldn't be more far. Couldn't be further from the truth. But legit, George, I think, was the second photo in the series that you sent me. When I went by George, I wasn't even sure it was him.
Yeah, like I said, George is, I would say, the weakest.
I think it's because his hair is like
curly.
Because
of the expression. Yeah.
Like, George doesn't have curly hair. He occasionally has unkempt hair, but it's not curly. I don't think so.
It doesn't really look like George. Because he has sort of a hound dog expression on his face, but George isn't usually sad like that. He's pissed off or like...
Right. He's upset about something.
Upset. But this looks like genuinely like he lost his dog sad.
Right. George is getting upset.
Looking at these again, I think Kramer's probably the best.
Kramer's really good. Even as the 5 o'clock shadow, I think, if I recall correctly. I just looked at him once, so I don't have the recollection.
No, he has a different color on his lower face, but
maybe that's what I was noticing.
I mean, Putty is good. The only thing I'd say about Putty is his hair doesn't really look like Putty.
I didn't get that far. I just saw the eyes, and I was like, boom, that's perfect. And what else is on this Instagram? I've never been to that
I don't know. I've never feed. I got fed it some you know, like sends you stuff. It just, they have other, let's see.
I guess that's what I'm saying. Let's figure it out. Instagram.
Actually, most of the rest of this content is pretty mediocre. Oh, they did repost the thing. The classic thing where Jerry's wearing the big glasses and it says that the hardcore guitarist looks at you like this, you're about to die in the pit. You must have seen that.
I have seen that. I do like that.
It's 100% true.
For sure. I mean, you're not gonna die in the pit, but okay, relevant Seinfeld. I'm catching up to it now. Yeah, definitely a good page though. That is a funny picture. Fucking Jer. Jer. Hey, Leia. Jer. Where are the Muppets? I don't even see them.
I don't know. I don't see them in here either.
Oh, they're, I see it. Like, I got there. Yeah, they're like 20 down.
Pages in.
Okay, there's Jerry. So you're sure this is all AI?
These it pictures? Says AI in the post.
Oh, I see. Cursed AI on Facebook. Yeah, that Kramer is amazing.
Which I have to say, like, of the things that AI could do, this seems like it would be pretty easy to do. Just like,
sure,
get photos of the characters and get what Muppets are and just smash them together.
Yeah. By the way, Soup Nazi is the only one that I don't think either one of us commented on. That's pretty good.
Soup Nazi is fine. Just for such a... We also didn't comment on George's mother. She's also...
Right. She's also in
okay.
There. Yeah.
Like some of them, the sort of photoreal... Like the photorealism of her hair...
Yes.
Distracts from the illusion for me because A, it looks super fake, and B, her hair doesn't really look like that.
Correct.
The same thing with Putty, I would say, with the hair.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that does look, yeah, you can tell it's very fake.
It looks like it was photoshopped on after the fact.
But he's got the 8-ball jacket. I mean, it's not the 8-ball jacket, but it's an 8-ball jacket.
An 8-ball jacket, yeah.
Looks pretty classic. Oh, man. Let's do more visual stuff. This is good. Anyway. All right. What else?
But in general, I hate AI, which is why I did not repost that thing.
Well, it's because you're in that field, that creative field.
Any field. Like, you've probably seen that meme. It's like, why are we having AI just like take jobs away from creatives and writers and not have it do boring shit like mow the grass or whatever? Like why is this what we're using the technology for? Not to solve problems that like help everyone, but just putting people out of business.
Right. That is true. I mean, by the way,
like to its logical conclusion, basically AI will be able to do any sort of white collar job and blue collar jobs will be safe because it can't do that stuff. I mean, robotics have gotten better and eliminated a lot of those jobs too, but there are certain physical tasks that I think robotics and AI are unable to do currently or don't seem close on.
Sure.
I also hate hearing things where it's like, oh, AI allows everyone to be creative. And it's like, you could already be creative. Like, this isn't allowing you to be creative.
How does AI allow everyone to be creative?
Well, for like image generation, it's like you never could draw. Now you just have to write a prompt. I'm like, you're not doing anything.
Yeah, you're not being creative.
Writing a prompt. I 100% agree, but people are like, this allows me to be creative. And it's like, that's not how making art, part of making art is the process of doing it. It's not just like typing in an idea.
Of course.
Anybody can generate ideas, and that's great. This is a way to visualize those, but you're not making art. You're just typing out ideas and having the computer do it. You have no input on how it, like, you can refine your prompt, but it's not the same thing.
Yeah. And now truly and anyone can do it.
Drives me fucking crazy when people are like, yes, this is, now I can... They make it sound like creatives have been like gatekeeping this. It's like you've always had the ability to get better. Like no one is. Some people are more naturally talented at drawing or like painting, mm-hmm. but anyone can learn those skills if you put in the time and effort.
Sure.
That's 10,000 hours process.
Yeah. I don't disagree at all. Well, we'll see where it takes us. That I know. But we're going places with the AI. But no, what I was going to say is, you mentioned cutting the grass. That exists. There's a lawnmower that can, it basically looks like a Roomba, but it's a little bigger. It can scan out your yard and then
cut your grass by itself. Does it work well?
I don't know.
Probably must not work that well because not everyone has one.
It's not super popular. Yeah. They're also very expensive. Not that I would have ever bought one, but I remember hearing about them, reading about them.
And, so this guy that I follow who's an artist and makes creative tools for like Photoshop and stuff, he actually was hired by Photoshop to make illustration brushes, had this post seen on Facebook. Check out this cool AI illustration my kid made. Wait, let's not get things so twisted that we lose the meaning of the verb to make.
Made.
Kids try Gen AI fine, but this Facebook post celebrates tech more than creativity or human effort. Kids need to learn which is which I 100% agree with. It's not the same thing.
Yeah. Yeah, and obviously, I mean, you didn't intentionally exclude this or not include it, but it's the same for writing too. And that's where I think most people are seeing that even more so is, you know, it's writing all sorts of posts. Like the idea of a blog was already kind of dead anyway, but now it's completely dead because you could just... We could create a self-generating blog right now.
It's just going to start referencing itself because right now it's pulling in all the human-generated stuff, but if we stop generating human stuff, then AI is just going to pull from other AI shit and nothing's going to be real because it's going to be referencing stuff that's partially or totally bullshit, and it's quickly going to become totally bullshit. History will cease to exist because there will be no real documentation of it. It's already history is problematic because... You know, that phrase, history is told by the winners or whatever. So, like, context is not always there. But, like, if AI just is like, this is the story that people like. It sounds better or whatever. Like, you mix in the algorithm and, like, reality is just gone from the world.
Yeah. Well, and then the few genuine, but whatever, the remaining genuine outlets out there, you start to question it. Because you're like, this sounds a little AI generated. Happening. And then it's like, whoop. And it makes it that much more challenging for them to be, you know, to gain following, be successful, whatever your definition of success looks like.
Yes, because when you have something that can generate a billion posts a day versus like all of humanity, like you're going to lose that pretty quickly.
Yeah.
So I'm worried for the future of the human race with this AI shit, to be honest.
That's why Todd's hunkered down in the woods in his home.
Yeah, and miserable.
Not leaving, being miserable, bitching and complaining about it all. And here we are. All right, Todd. We're 2 minutes to the hour, so playoff time in the NBA.
Playoffs?
Sib Dribs time. What are your thoughts? What are your predictions? Let's just do predictions. Let's not do thoughts.
Predictions of series? Are we going to do the last two play-in games?
No. We need to go that deep. Well, let's start. Let's just right, let me, skip. Let me let's go straight to conference
so
finals.
In front of me.
Let's go straight to conference finals.
Oh, conference finals. Jesus.
And then NBA finals. We don't need to go through every fucking matchup. I don't care that much. Unless
let
you
me
really
look
want
at the
to.
Matchups really quick.
All right. Go one by one. That's fine.
Let's see. Thunder versus,
or
we'll
the West.
Say, Kings. Oh, I'll do the East because I care less about that. Celtics versus the Bulls because Jimmy Butler's out. So I think the Bulls might beat the Heat. Celtics will roll the Bulls.
Yes.
I would have been worried at Celtics versus the Heat. That could have been a good matchup. But now that.
Yeah,
Jimmy sprains his MCL or whatever. I'm not optimistic about that. Cavs versus the Magic. I think the safe pick is the Magic because the Cavaliers have sort of thrown in the towel, it seems like. But who knows? Bucks and the Pacers, that could also be a good series. I mean, I'm definitely pulling for the Bucks because I want Dame to go far, and it'll be a little harder with Giannis out. Everyone's sort of high on the Pacers, but fuck them.
So what's like the Giannis situation? Is he out, or he might come back at some point?
They said he might come out in the middle of the series. I think he'll probably...
Middle of that series, okay.
Yeah, I think if the Bucks go up 2-0, Giannis will probably sit out the rest of the series because they figure they can win it without him. Yeah. That would be my estimation. But yeah, the Pacers got a lot of shine from their midseason tournament play. I don't know.
Yes.
I think Halliburton and Luka Doncic are the two most overrated players in the league. So
you do hate Luka Doncic with a white hot passion of a thousand suns. Yeah.
Knicks, Sixers.
Knicks.
I think probably the Knicks.
Got to be the Knicks.
They're the sort of feel good story of the East, which is funny because I think for the most part people are like, "Fuck New York teams," but they've been so shitty for so long.
Yes.
If Batum plays like he did last night, the Sixers could beat him. And if Embiid rolls into shape around game four, they could also win that series.
Yeah.
He just looked gassed last night. I watched that game. The first half sucked ass. The 76ers Heat. But like I said, former Blazer Nikola Batum just was on fire.
Yeah, but moving to the you West, can't depend sorry. On that, obviously. So.
No. Certainly not. God. He's like a million years old. Actually, he's probably like 34 because he started when he's like 19.
I was about to say, I'd be shocked if he was over 30, but I'm sure he is. But anyway.
I'm just going to look up Batum's age really quickly. I heard that Wes Matthews was also playing, and I was like, yeah. Oh, he's 35 years old. Yeah.
Okay.
It's funny because I always think of him as the young guy. I know he's been in the league for like 15 years. But it's weird that they're like the veteran Batum, and I'm like,
right.
I guess he really is. Been watching basketball too long. Thunder versus, I'll say the Kings, because I think Zion might not be able to make it back for that game.
He's not going to. Yeah, he's out.
I think that's a pretty easy win for the Thunder. Clippers, Mavs. I mean, I hope the Clippers can get their shit together and stomp on the Mavs, because again, I hate the fucking Mavs.
Luka Doncic.
Mostly because of Luka. I also don't like Kyrie, so fuck that team.
Yeah.
And
sure.
I think he's a self, like, I really think, just to pile on the Luka shit, I think Luka's just fucking overrated. He's an amazing talent, but he's a terrible teammate. He doesn't make his
team better. Yeah, but I think a lot of times when people are talking about the skill level or, you know, in the MVP race, they don't, and maybe they shouldn't, they don't factor that sort of stuff in. How good of a teammate you are is not relevant.
But, I mean, I know they made
can
it
you
to the
lead your team to wins? Yes or no?
Last year, the year before, but I don't know. So did the Blazers, and people aren't like, Dame's the greatest player ever. He gets too much credit. Sorry, Luka has talent, but his team always. Seems
I don't
to
care.
Suck.
I don't have a
he
dog
didn't make
in the
playoffs
fight,
last year.
No, and that was a monumental collapse.
Yeah,
that should not have happened.
T-Wolves, Suns, that'll be a good series. I don't know.
That's scary, man. That's a coin flip for me.
Yeah, I feel like my logical head says the Timberwolves should win, but that's the Timberwolves. They'll probably fuck it up. So I might pick the Suns.
You're not wrong. The Suns have definitely had more recent success, for sure.
But they're such a weird collection. I don't trust Bradley Beal at all.
I don't trust any of those guys.
KD is not, it's a health thing with the Suns.
Yeah, I mean, what's his name? What's the kid? The guard?
Booker?
Yeah, Booker's the only one that I think is dependable. Like 100% reliable.
Yeah, even he's like, I don't know.
I saw him play here last year in the playoffs, and he was, I don't like him because he's a Kentucky guy, but man, he was good.
He's like, really good, for sure. Yeah, I mean, I don't know.
The Nuggets won that game, but he was torching the Nuggets. He had like 38 in that game. He was on fire.
And then the Lakers-Nuggets. I think that'll be a long series, but I think the Nuggets will win.
I don't disagree. I think the Lakers did a disservice to themselves by
yeah, they should have lost that game because I think they could have beaten the Thunder.
Yes.
But it's risky to do that.
It is risky, but You have very recent postseason history. Pelicans,
I think they could have easily beat the Kings.
Yeah.
Or the Warriors, to be honest.
Yes. And you have very recent postseason history of losing to the Nuggets.
So then it would have been Lakers. Play again. So if they had gotten the 8 seed, they could have beaten the Thunder potentially. I mean, it's not a guarantee, but like size is Thunder's weakness, and the Lakers have a bunch of size, a bunch of old fat dudes. Not fat, but big guys.
They're not fat, but they do have length.
You know what I mean? Like thicker dudes.
Okay.
LeBron could like roll over. What's his name? Chet.
Anybody anyway. Could roll over Chet. You could roll over Chet. I couldn't. You could.
I mean, I'd outweigh him by 70 pounds. Anyway.
That's exactly my point.
And then they would be playing the Clippers Mavs, which I think they could probably win that series too.
I know. I know you don't. Or I know you think finals. That.
Yes. Like, that definitely would have been the side of the bracket they want to be on.
Yeah, I know. I was shocked when I saw that they won that game. They should have lost by 40 just to, like, make sure they lost that game.
Because, I mean, honestly, like, the Nuggets are the number two seed, but they're definitely the best team in the West.
They're the best number two seed around. In many years. Yes, for sure.
But, I mean, who do I expect to come out of each side? Probably the Nuggets, and then I guess the Celtics.
Don't say the Celtics.
I fucking hate the Celtics.
I don't think it's going to be the Celtics. Well, then pick the Bucks. I think the Knicks. I think the Knicks are on a roll.
I'll will the Bucks into the East.
Okay. You need, obviously, Giannis has to be healthy, though. If he's not healthy,
yeah,
that's
yeah.
off
if,
the table.
If assuming Giannis is like 90% by the end of the first 90
plus.
Series.
Yes. Okay. We'll agree to agree on that. Okay. Yeah, I think you're accurate. I think that's what's going to happen.
But there's going to be some weird first round thing where somebody that I'm not expecting wins.
That always happens, but then it right sizes itself in the semis.
Yeah, they'll probably lose in the second round or something.
They'll get destroyed. Whoever it is that does the upset will get destroyed the next round. And then the correct
It's weird
two teams.
That like the Lakers are a 7 seed or could have been an 8 seed.
What do you mean you think it's weird?
I think they're better than that. You know what I mean?
Like, they're definitely better than that.
They should be maybe where the Suns are. Although the Suns, I don't know. I don't know who I would kick out, I guess. Like, Timberwolves have been really good this year. I also don't trust them to do anything in the playoffs, so we'll just see. Maybe
they have
maybe
little
this
experience.
Is the year they put it together.
Yeah, maybe.
Well, they have little experience. I mean, Ant is great. Cat's hurt now, I think.
Last I heard, yeah.
And then
I don't know what his update is.
Rudy has shown that
Rudy,
it's played off the floor in the playoffs generally.
Yeah.
So I don't know how that's going to work for them.
Well, he's a liability. Rudy's a one side of the ball player. He's great, but he's one side of the ball. I'm not saying he
but
can't
even
score.
But even on his one side, I think once the game, I don't know, slows down in the playoffs and stuff
yeah.
like that, it minimizes his stuff. His rim protection is good, but you just like
well,
you
know, it's,
shoot a bunch of threes and then start pulling them out, and then you.
That's what I was about to say.
Dominate,
it's matchup dependent too. If he's playing another team that has,
I mean, they're all matchup dependent.
Of course, if he's playing another team that has a bunch of inside guys and slashers, he can hang out down low, get his blocks, play his defense. But to your point, if there's a bunch of shooters spraying from outside, he's useless. It's four on five.
I mean, in the Lakers scenario, that would not be the case. But
no,
against the
we have
Suns,
no sprayers.
They have a fair number of outside shooters.
Yeah.
Or yeah. flexible enough that they can play more outside if they need to, I guess.
That would be an interesting matchup, though. Gobert versus the Lakers. Like, is AD, could AD play over Gobert? Probably not. But he would just, he would step out, probably. He wouldn't play with his back to the basket. He'd step out and shoot, which is not good. AD's not a great shooter.
Anyway.
I know, he loves.
His best thing to do.
He shoots more
he
18-footers than any 7-footer
for
ever.
Some reason.
It's so fucking annoying. I'm watching a game from a few weeks ago earlier today on the DVR, and I'm like, oh, God. He took some fucking college level 3 back in the old days. I'm like, what are you doing? Wide open lane in front of him. Drive the ball, Anthony. You're 7'9". Fucking drive the ball 2 steps and you're dunking. I don't get it, but Yeah, your comment on the Timber was Anthony Edwards. He's had a fantastic season. I think he got some MVP thoughts at least, but I think he's still a year away from them being.
I mean, he's
in the conference finals
for sure.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah, I don't. They might be a year away.
They are. They definitely are.
And I think they had pretty good health this year, though, so it would suck for them not to.
By the way, I would have said that same thing about the Knicks, but the Knicks made those trades a month or two ago. Got some, I can't remember who the guys are that they got, but they made some good solid trades, and I think that's what put them into prime position to actually be successful this year. I know it's stupid to say that because everyone that said that for the past 50 years has been wrong, but we shall see. Except for the Patrick Ewing short mini dynasty there, which unfortunately ran into Michael Jordan and the Bulls, of course. But everyone under 35 is wondering what the fuck we're talking about. Exactly. Two old curmudgeons talking about 80s, 90s basketball. But yeah, it should be interesting. First games are Friday, right?
Knicks got OG. Tomorrow. No, that's the second play-in round.
Oh, that's second play-in.
They start the 20th, so.
Oh, so this weekend, Sunday.
Yeah.
Sunday! No, Saturday, because today's 18th, so
Saturday.
That's off by a day. Who else did they get in that
man,
trade?
Start the playoffs, dude.
Fuck yeah, bro. Who else did the Knicks get? Were you looking at that?
They got Josh Hart. I guess they already had OG. I think that was the big trade that they made.
Yeah.
Hartenstein. And Dante DiVincenzo has been playing really well for them. They got Precious Achiuwa. Easy for me to say.
Clearly.
Bogdanovich.
Bogdanovich. That's the shooter that I was thinking about.
Yeah. Splashing.
Yeah, it's a good trade. And they gave up nothing, essentially, from my recollection.
Yeah, I mean, they don't have what's-his-face because he's out for the year, so it seems like they've been okay without him.
Yeah, Jalen Brunson's just had a career year.
No, I'm saying recently they got what's-his-face got hurt. What the fuck is his name?
Cam Reddish?
No,
not Cam Reddish. But
power forward guy. What's his name?
Julius Randle.
Yes, that guy.
Another Kentucky product. Former Laker. One of many Lakers that we let go. Just to make space for fucking 40-year-old and the brow. Not that I'm bitter about that, but I am. yeah, it'll be interesting. We'll see what happens. I'll be watching, as will you.
Yeah, clearly some of the games.
Rudy on the Bucks.
Playoffs?
Yeah, some of the games because Todd cut the cord, so whatever he can either stream illegally or stream legally.
Most of these are streaming on legal things. The NBA TV, not so much, but
right.
Yeah, you can find that stuff. Yeah,
there are ways. Anyway, there are ways, yes, for sure. So you've given your picks for who will clash in late May, early June, who walks away with the trophy? Boston or Denver?
I mean, if it is Boston and Denver,
we have to go with that. Those are your picks.
That's not who I picked. I thought I picked the Bucks. I think Denver wins, regardless, unless there's
back
some
to back,
injury.
Huh? Okay.
I think they're just better than all the other teams. Jokic
they
makes
are.
Everybody on his team better.
They are better than all the other teams, but that doesn't necessarily mean they're going to win the series.
No.
Or win the playoffs.
But I think they will.
Okay.
How about you? What's your prediction? The Knicks all the way?
I'm going with the Knicks.
Knicks, baby.
I've not even been able to say the Knicks.
Denver?
I don't think Denver's going to be in the finals. I've not even been able to say the Knicks.
Who's picking to come out of the West? Luka?
No.
Just to piss me off.
I don't think it's going to be Luka. The Kings. No, I'm not picking the Kings.
Light the beam, motherfucker.
I'm getting the fuck out of here. I don't know. I don't think it'll be the Lakers. I think Denver will beat them in the first round. I think Denver's going to get upset somewhere along the road. I don't have the matchups in front of me, so I don't know who they might be facing. So
the 8 teams left are the Thunder
yeah.
against the Kings and or Pelicans. You can yep. pick the Pelicans if you like. Clippers, Mavs, like. T-Wolves, Suns, Nuggets, Lakers. So, I mean, you'd have to kind of pick T-Wolves, Suns.
Here we go. I got it. I got it. I got it all figured out. Here's what's going to happen. It's going to be a battle of coasts. It's going to be the greatest TV ratings bonanza in the history of the NBA Finals.
The Clippers versus
the Clippers versus the Knicks.
Or the Knicks.
Clippers, Knicks. Two of the biggest three markets in the entire country. And the Clippers are going to get fucking destroyed because somebody's going to get injured.
If you need, it needs to be like the Clippers and the Nets. That's what you need is like.
I mean,
the
true.
The shit second team from the two biggest cities.
But I don't think the Nets are going
to
qualify.
I'd like the Clippers to make it just because.
I wouldn't. It's not going to happen.
They get no shine from L.A.
Yeah,
I mean, they've got good players.
They do.
Kawhi's like, I'm not getting injured and I'm just going to play. Like,
that's the problem.
They could easily dominate.
Too many
and
fucking
James
injuries.
James Harden gets his thumb out of his ass and
not going to happen. Paul
playoff,
George chokes.
Playoff P.
Doesn't
choke like he always does in the playoffs.
Chokes. Has choked 100 out of 100 times. He's choked.
Yeah, it's not looking good for the Clippers.
when it really counts.
They have one playoff winner and two playoff losers as their top three guys.
Yeah, Kawhi's the only good thing about
and
that.
Kawhi is 50-50 on just whether he's playing or not. If he's there, he's can be the best player in the league, but
absolutely.
The other two have not shown a lot of winning in the playoffs.
So that's what I'm predicting with the Knicks taking it down in six. Knicks over the Clips. Because the Clips obviously have never had playoff success to that degree, and they'll get there and they'll choke. James Harden will start jacking up 25 threes a game. And it's not going to work. It's not going to work for him. The Knicks will play solid basketball. They'll channel the power of Ewing. It'll take
Tibbs
him over
will
the
be
top.
On the side. Ice.
Tibbs
ice.
Will be yelling. Yeah, he'll be going bananas as he does, pulling his hair back. All 13 hairs he has left.
Yeah, the Knicks
it's gonna be a fucking scene.
Will be playing 54 minutes each in every game.
But they have youth on their side. That's one thing the Clippers don't have.
Oh, my God.
Clippers are much older on
this
average.
Is on the Clippers.
Who cares? Doesn't matter. Three. That's all anybody knows. I think they still have the fucking
Lakers. Oh, they got Westbrook. I forgot about that. Jesus.
Yeah, he doesn't even count.
You got two.
He clams up in the playoffs,
too. Westbrook. Maybe they'll play the Bucks and Dame can wave them off again in their careers.
That'd be great. I wouldn't mind
that
seeing
that. That would be fucking awesome. God, that
seeing
would be
Westbrook's career end and Harden at the same time, yeah, that I wouldn't mind seeing that. That'd be great. I wouldn't mind seeing the Bucks take it all, but I don't think they're going to. I think Giannis is only 75-80%.
Optimistic.
You shouldn't
I'm
be.
I'm pulling for him, though.
I know you are, as you should. So, yeah, that's my pick. Knicks over Clippers. We can adjust after the first round finishes because it's possible one of our two teams will not be in. The playoff picture anymore after round one. That's my prediction. Yours are a little safer.
I forgot the Clippers got Norman Powell. It's a good six man.
What difference does that make?
Former Blazer, also former Clipper.
Oh, okay.
He's on the Clippers, but he played for him before.
Yeah.
I just like to pull out the former Blazers.
I know you do. Batum, Norman Powell,
Batum.
Lillard, obviously. Who else is still in the playoffs? Of relevance.
Mason Plumlee also played on the Blazers.
Oh, Mace.
Plays for the Clippers.
Former Dookie.
There's a lot of guys. I think Wes Matthews plays for somebody.
You mentioned him earlier.
I heard someone mention. Oh, he plays for the Bucks. Shit. I didn't realize
I was just
that.
About to play. I was about to say I think he plays for Milwaukee.
Oh, no, wait. He plays for the Hawks. Fuck, I can't. Wait, who does he play for? Oh, he plays for the Hawks, so his season's done.
What a disappointment the Hawks are. You think Trae Young's going to be a Hawk next year?
I think the Hawks would like him not to be, but I don't know.
Interesting take. We'll see. Does he have a player option, or is he done? Is his contract done? If you don't know, that's fine. I really don't care. I
want to look.
I know he was in some Lakers trade rumors a few months ago. I was like, that's never going to happen. And of course it didn't, but
let's see.
Because the Hawks wanted like Austin Reeves and a couple other guys
to re-up. No. He's
locked in
for a few more years. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Good for him.
I mean, they could trade him, but he's
making $50 million. They're gonna trade him.
He's unrestricted in 27, 28. He has a player option in 26, 27.
Oh, well. Okay.
Whew. Base salary of $48 million in 26,
like I said,
27.
$50 million. It's ridiculous.
He's not a $50 million player. Sorry.
No, he's definitely not.
No, he's a clutch guy. So maybe the Lakers will pick him up.
He's the only thing they have going in Atlanta, at least on the Hawks. So that's why they paid him the big bananas.
Man, what a polarizing dude. Does anyone like Trae Young? God, if you look at his fucking headshot, he just looks like a colossal douchebag.
I mean, he's a hell of a shooter, but that's about all I can say.
Is he, though? I don't.
He's just undersized for the league. I have looked at his actual stats. Last time I saw him play any legit time was at Oklahoma in college. So
His field goal percentage this season was 43%. That's not great.
Overall or from three?
Total.
Yeah, that's weak. What's his 3-point? You know, basketball reference, make it happen. That's bad. It should be higher than that for sure. He should be a 40, 50, 90 guy to make 50 yeah, mil
that's
at his
the thing.
Size.
He has that reputation of being a good shooter, but I don't think he is that good. Yeah. This year, his 3-point was 37, which is not bad.
That's not
and
bad.
And then 43 for... That 43 should be higher. How is
that's
that
bad.
That low?
He probably tries to drive too much, and then he's like, oh, yeah, I'm 5'10". The fuck am I doing in here?
He's listed as 6'1", but yeah, I'm not sure that's true.
Yeah, I don't think he's 6 feet tall.
His free throw rate is 85.5, which I guess is okay.
Yeah, those numbers should be higher to get the max. I mean, what do I care? But they should be. Well, the Hawks will continue to dwell in the cellar, I suppose. It's where they've lived for many years, so not that big of a deal. All right, don't get lost in a Trae Young rabbit hole.
I was looking at similar.
Oh, similar players, comparables.
Man, LeBron's stats this year, damn. 41% from three?
He's having a year. He and D'Lo are fucking stroking it.
It's very fluky.
It's very fluky, I agree.
His career percentage is 34.
Yeah, that's what I figured.
I don't understand how his free throw is only 75%. He should be a better free throw
shooter. He's not a good free throw shooter. He really isn't, especially in clutch time, crunch time. He chokes up a lot, which is crazy. Like, of any player in the league, you would think he would be the least affected by that.
Yeah, it's weird.
But he's very much affected. As someone who watches all the televised games, not on NBA TV, I can promise you that's the case. So it's bizarre. But he's also 40. So maybe as it gets later in the game,
yeah, that's true.
He tenses up a little. Muscles are a little tighter. Don't I know it? Don't I know it? Someone older than him. Anyway, all right, so that's our predictions. Todd has the Bucks and Nuggets. Nuggets going back to back. I have obviously the Knicks and Clippers. Knicks winning their first. Knicks winning their first title since Willis Reed
of the Knicks Clippers.
Willis Reed ran on the court back in the 70s. So
I'll be interested to see if either of those teams make it to their respective conference finals.
Knicks and Clippers. There's a shot.
I feel like the Knicks have a better shot.
I think they do. Depending on how the Clippers end up, who the Clippers end up matching up with, but I think you're probably right.
Well,
the Celtics just seem susceptible.
I mean, the Clippers' first round is potentially harder than their second round series.
Who's their first round?
They're going to play the Thunder, whoever wins the Thunder Kings.
Oh, so the Thunder, yeah.
Kings or New Orleans.
Pelicans.
Yes, that's the mascot I could not remember.
Still be playing the Thunder. Yeah, that's nobody wants to play the Thunder right now, man. They're young, dumb. They don't know what's going on. They're going
to
be a problem.
Everybody wants to play the Thunder. What are you talking about?
I don't think so.
I mean, they're a good team, but they have no playoff experience. That
I know, but that's not. I agree, but that's scary because they're good. They're young. They're hungry.
Yeah, but
they're less tired than every other team.
I'd rather play the Thunder than the Nuggets.
Well, yes, given those two options, of course.
Well, that's the 1 and 2 seed. Those are the two sides of the brackets you're facing.
I'm just saying it could be a trip up game or trip up series for whoever ends up playing them. If it's
trip
the Clippers
game,
so we'll see. All right, so that's what we got here on the pod. Call your bookie, put your life savings.
Put your money on the Knicks.
On Clippers, Knicks.
Oh, I just hit my microphone, sorry.
You can thank me later. Give me 10%. The show is now officially full circle.
You don't have to pay him a flat fee. Just give him
no flat fee, just 10% of your winnings.
All if right. You bet $10, 10% of those winnings is going to be like $3.
There you go. Wait, what? Oh, there's Todd.
I don't know what the
brilliant math. I know you don't. All right. So we're going to call it there. Thanks for listening, of course. TheBroPodNetwork@gmail.com is the email. TheBroPodNetwork@gmail.com. Slide into our DMs on Twitter, on X, and Instagram. The_bro_pod. Go to our website, bropodnetwork.com. No the, just bropodnetwork.com. And of course, wherever you're listening to this, on whatever app, like, subscribe, hit the bell for notifications, if that's a thing, probably not. Comment, tell your friends, do all that shit. You guys know how to do it. And we all, as always, very much appreciate it. So, one final quick thing that I need to remind you of after we finish this. Next week.
Ooh, next week is our movie.
The We Watchables, Men at Work. If you're a fan of the Estevez brothers, you will enjoy the We Watchables, Men at Work, 1990 classic. I think it's 90, somewhere around there. I believe that's exactly the year that Don't Tell Mom the Babysitter's Dead, our most recent We Watch.
We only
was.
Do
so
movies from 1990.
Clearly, we're in a very specific pocket, so I hope you guys enjoyed that. But look forward to Men at Work coming next week. And then the week after that is our 250th. Lots happening. A lot in the works.
Wait, I thought that was the 250th episode.
No. We Watchables are not part of the standard Bro Pop Scott and Todd. So that's just
they could be.
The preamble. They could be. But I'm not going back and changing all that shit. So, as always,
no,
thank you for listening.
This one could be.
This one could, maybe. No, it's not. Anyway, as always, thank you for listening. Can't wait to catch us next week when we're doing Men at Work. I'm very excited about that. So, thank you so much for listening. And until next week, everybody.